Hi everyone, and thank you for coming to my presentation. My name is Thomas, and I am a wildlife biologist specialising in animal behaviour. Today, I'm going to share some insights from my recent field trips to Central America, where I have been heavily involved in studying primate communication.
When I first started my research at university, I initially assumed I would end up studying body language, as that is obviously a huge part of how animals interact in the wild. But after spending some time in the rainforest, I realized that their vocal signals are far more complex and fascinating, so I decided to make that my primary focus instead.
During my most recent trip, my team and I spent over 6 months tracking a troop of wild capuchin monkeys. You might guess that in the dense jungle, they would use their calls mainly to alert each other to new food sources, or perhaps to warn off rival troops. While they do that occasionally, we found that the vast majority of their loud cries are actually utilised to warn the rest of the group about predators in the area.
Over the months, we recorded hundreds of hours of these fascinating sounds. It is very tempting to romanticise animal noises and think of them as a secret language that we just haven't managed to decode yet. However, the reality is quite different. In fact, no troop of monkeys has ever been observed demonstrating the cognitive capacity to develop a grammatical system for communication. They simply do not have the mental wiring to string words together using complex rules like humans do.
So, what are they actually saying when they make these noises? Unlike humans, who can easily chat about abstract ideas or things that aren't physically present, a monkey's call does not represent a specific object. Instead, our research shows that a vocalization is typically a direct reflection of its emotional state at that exact moment. If they are terrified, they make one sound. If they are content, they make another.
People frequently ask me why monkeys cannot just be taught to speak, assuming that their brain size is the only limiting factor. Actually, even if they had human-level intelligence, they wouldn't be able to talk. It is the physical structure and position of their vocal cords that completely prevents them from articulating human-like speech.
Because they cannot speak, researchers have had to be creative. During a separate laboratory study I assisted with last year, we wanted to see how far we could push their ability to communicate with us. We decided against using a traditional modified keyboard or painted flashcards, which can be easily torn by the animals. Instead, we trained the monkeys to interact with a touchscreen to convey their basic needs.
Training them wasn't exactly a walk in the park. Whenever they pressed the correct sequence of symbols, they got a prize. We initially tried to use verbal praise or even small toys to encourage them. However, we quickly learned that food rewards were the absolute best way to keep them focused and motivated during the trials.
The results we observed were quite amusing. You would think they would use the computer mostly to demand treats from the researchers, or maybe to talk to the other monkeys sharing their enclosure. But curiously, they used the symbol system most enthusiastically whenever strangers entered the laboratory. They seemed highly suspicious of unfamiliar people and would press the buttons rapidly in response to them. Naturally, the press got hold of this study and exaggerated the results. Some journalists claimed the monkeys were demonstrating pure, spontaneous intelligence. But if you look objectively at the data, it is clear that their ability to press the right buttons is essentially just a form of imitation. They learned that pressing a specific button got them a specific result, which isn't the same as inventing true language.
Despite these limitations, monkeys are undeniably brilliant creatures, and there is still so much to learn. As for my own future plans, my colleagues are currently writing a formal report for an academic journal, and I had originally planned to write a book about my jungle expeditions. But just last week, a television network approached me to help produce a documentary about animal intelligence, which I've eagerly agreed to do. So keep an eye out for that on your screens next year.